Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
One of the dudes who that Nassar guy, he went after him.
I like that.
I do too. Now, I would have been quiet about it. I wouldn't ask the judge for 5 minutes with him or anything like that. I would have just kind of snuck over real close and then gone after him.
Right.
Three daughters that this guy abused.
You got to not do it in the courtroom. The key would have been to do that.
Like on the steps when they're taking him out or something.
Yeah.
I would go to jail for that. I would be more than happy to. If somebody did that to my daughter, I'd get in as many blows as I could. Games on Sunday. You excited?
Yeah, it's the Super Bowl, so it'll be super. I'm still not convinced if I'm going to play the game or not.
I'm going to monitor things. I think that New England money line play may just be my main play.
What my betting strategy is going to be for the Super Bowl is I'm playing first half under, second half over.
Of course, I think everybody's seen that stat by now. The Patriots have not scored a point in the first quarter of any of their Super Bowl, so that makes perfect sense.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero in the snow part, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed any of the first 2 hours and some of what you heard there, all available at podcastarena.com. We welcome in those of you on SportsMap 94.1. You can go and listen on back to the podcast if you wanted to hear any of that cool stuff. So, one of these days, I think I want to do just like a 2 hour podcast on the media with RJ, because I think he's got some ideas that I think he's a little off on
as far as
his media goes.
Oh
yeah. And plus he thinks we're below Cowherd and Stephen A. Smith. Yeah, so well,
they're more famous than us.
They're more famous. Yeah. I grant you that, but, let's do the Zadok Jewelers gem of the day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
I don't know why this story made me think of Police Academy for some reason, but we go to Round Rock near Austin, where a middle school student, well, let's put it this way, made a phone call, used his credit card, paid for a stripper.
Okay.
He paid for the stripper to come to his school. And when the woman showed up at the address around 11:30 a.m., she realized it was a school. And you know what? Smart stripper. Don't go into the school and strip, because that would be that'd be a crime.
Right.
But she called the front office and reported it. The student, who used his personal cell phone to call the agency and paid for the entertainer with a credit card, has been identified by school officials and is facing disciplinary action. Principal Paige Hadzimilovicic sent an email to parents. Our staff handled the situation with the utmost decorum and professionalism. While regrettable, the incident had no negative impact on any students other than the student who was responsible. I wonder what he was trying to... That was just a joke. Did he really think that the stripper was going to come into the school? Why don't you hire the stripper and send her to your house?
Yeah.
In middle school, I mean, I'd want to see a stripper at that age.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so that's what happened. And that is your Zadok Jewelers gem of the day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
Jeff says, I'm betting Eagles straight up because I think they win by 10.
Cool.
If that's what you think, that's your move.
That's the way to get it, yeah.
Yeah, go get one of those alternate lines where it's Eagles minus 9. You can really get paid off. If you think that's the case,
I wouldn't get too greedy. You know me, Fred. I take points when I get them. Like, if Vegas is going to say, you can have these points, and even if I lose, I'm still going to be okay. That's what I prefer. But I understand everybody else.
I mean, but that's the thing. If you have a strong opinion, you really think that that's going to be the case, then there's opportunities for you to make a lot of money off of that.
One thing I've noticed is that, you know, when talking to people about betting, and when you and I did the book, we talked about this quite a bit. But it's tough for people. People want to make, and RJ talks about this all the time too, they want to make the most profit with the least investment.
Right.
I'm all about making the smart plays and grinding over time and slowly, you know, building my money. Everybody else wants to throw 10 bucks and try to win 200.
Yeah.
Like it's to each their own. That's just, I'm more conservative when it comes to that. So I tend to, if I'm getting points, I'll take points. You know, I'm in no hurry to make all the money.
Yeah, but you're also getting a lot of people who are, they'll only play the Super Bowl. So
right. That's true.
And it's recreational. It's not, you're not trying to grind it out. And for those, if that's what you want to do, good luck. And I would just say, if you really believe that, I would look for some kind of bet like that, like an alternate line. Try to make as much as you can off of it. If that's your opinion, and if you have strong conviction that that's the case, go right ahead. Let's squeeze in some calls. We haven't done any calls yet today. Dan, you're on the Blitz. Go, sir.
I have the gem of the day jeweler's prop bet.
Okay.
I will bet if the Eagles win, I'll get a vasectomy. That's pretty much hardcore. Now, I don't know what the over-under is. I'm pretty sure it's either one or two because you know how that works downstairs. But I'm just thinking, is that not a great bet? And will Vegas take it? I'll listen to you guys. And
I don't know if Vegas will take it. Your wife might take it.
Yeah, what's the...
What happens if you lose though? What's the other side of this?
Right, that's not technically a bet. That's a
dare.
Yeah, yeah. Well, if the Eagles win, I'll do this.
Yeah.
Did something happen with the Texans?
What do you mean?
So this statement was just released by the Texans. We are aware that a lawsuit was filed earlier today against the Houston Texans, alleging, among other things, that the club failed to properly investigate and respond to a sexual harassment complaint filed by a former employee in November of 2016. The Houston Texans take complaints of this nature seriously. Consistent with the club policy, this matter was promptly investigated and addressed at the time the complaint was made. We will vigorously defend ourselves against this litigation.
Oh, so something, a sexual assault. Just happened, I guess.
Yeah.
I guess something happened recently. Hmm. It was released about 10 minutes ago.
Okay. I didn't get that one. I usually get stuff from
the Texans. It was actually tweeted by Amy, who works for the Texans, I believe.
Ah, okay. Because usually those press release statements they send to us.
Yeah. I don't know. Something must have happened.
So
they just tweet it out now.
Yeah, that's very weird. So somebody...
There must have been a sexual assault allegation.
Okay.
It's pretty serious.
Yeah.
Those are not my genitals.
I hope it's not J.J. Watt. He's about to win the Man of the Year award.
I mean, pretty sure it's... I'm sure it's probably somebody...
You think it's Bob McNair?
No, it's not Bob McNair. But I'm sure it's not... Well, I don't know. I have no clue. I don't even know what the hell's going on.
I want you to pick somebody to blame.
Well... I'll tell you one thing. One thing I do know is you can win $7,500 tonight if you go over to Lions and play the tournament, which starts here in about 17 minutes. But you can get in up until 7:45. It's a $170 buy-in with a $30 seat rental fee. Man, these tournaments are so awesome. It's weekend. They're having two tournaments on Sunday. They're having the Omaha tournament. They're having another Hold'em tournament. Every time you play in a Hold'em tournament, you're getting points. And guys, this place... The tournaments are great. The structure's fantastic. There's really good players. It's a fantastic atmosphere. I mean, I love going there more than I love playing in Vegas. That's how nice this place is. And every time you play a Hold'em tournament, you're getting a point. And if you make the final table, you're getting three more points. And when you get to Sunday, June 10th, the 30 people with the most points are going to get a chance for a free roll to play in the World Series main event. You're going to get to fly on a private plane, first class all the way. That's what Lions Poker Palace is all about. And get out there, get in on these tournaments, and get your chance to go to the World Series.
Yeah, it's a great place for tournaments. It's a great place just to hang out, honestly. If you play cash, you can do that. They've got tons of tables, tons of television. You can watch whatever games you want to watch. They'll put it on for you there. They got a late-night kitchen. They're open 7 days a week. They've got tournaments 7 days a week. 6134 Richmond Avenue. Go by and see it for yourself. You'll know why it's called Lions Poker Palace. Mention that you heard about them here. You'll get your first 2 hours of play for free. That's 6134 Richmond Avenue for Lions Poker Palace.
You gonna answer? for that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. I went and searched to try to find this actual lawsuit. It's a harassment, though, not an assault, which let's make sure.
Sorry, to clarify.
Yeah, let's make sure we have that right. But I could not find anything that was actually filed today. So if somebody sees that link, shoot it to us. I'd like to know what it's about. Let's blast through some calls here real quick.
All right.
JP. What's up, man?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Sports. Hey,
sports to you, man.
Hey, y'all been talking a lot about the prop bets for the Super Bowl, and I like a lot of the things that y'all are suggesting. I have one question. I haven't heard y'all talking about it, and I haven't done the research to see if there's any bets. But what about penalties for the Super Bowl? You know, without discrepancies out there and with the favoritism that the Patriots seem to get, is there any prop bets on the penalties for the Super Bowl? And
I haven't
I'll hang up and listen.
Yeah, I haven't seen any. If there was one, I would feel like it won't be a very penalized game because typically you want to let these games just you want to let the Super Bowl play out. You want to see who's really better. But also, yeah, the Patriots, they are under there's people who have been suspicious about the Patriots getting calls. So I think they're more likely to let them play, but I haven't seen any props for something like that.
Yeah, I tend to agree. I'd probably, whatever the number is, I'd probably bet the under.
Yeah.
But it's not something that I've seen or that I would want to bet. I think the general rule on any over-under type situation, the Super Bowl, bet the unders.
Yeah.
Wes.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Sports.
Sports to you, fellas.
Your turn.
Hello.
Hey.
Yeah, you're on, buddy.
Go action.
Hey, I was listening to y'all earlier. Y'all were talking about Stephen A. Smith and Colin Cowherd being a little more famous than you guys.
Yes, they are.
And the point I wanted to make, as a local guy listening to y'all every day, man, y'all bring so much more legit actual sports news to this media that, man, we appreciate it so much as Houstonians. I mean, y'all speak truth. Y'all don't speak what they want to hear. Y'all do the right thing, and we really appreciate what y'all do.
I appreciate it, man. Yeah, one thing, yep, I will say for Fred and myself is Colin Cowherd and Stephen A. Smith have a team of people who feed them information and basically prep their shows for them. Everything that you get out of the two of us, we do. Like, we work on. So that is one thing that and that's one of the things I love working with Fred, because I know I've got someone else who doesn't need to have things spoon-fed to him. He can figure out things for himself. Obviously John plays a big role in what we do here, but a lot of these national guys, their producers are doing the show for them, and they're just filtering everything through the famous guy's mouth, and that doesn't happen here. So I do appreciate that.
I agree. Let's is that Del Michael?
What's up, guys? Hey, obviously the best show all over Houston. But one thing, I love how y'all rock Jimmy Page and Led Zeppelin. I had to say that. Hook 'em horns, AJ. And I love that LeGarrette Blount over 28. I'm sorry, the guy could have 136 yards. That's all I want to say. Rock on, dude.
Yeah, I think
I'm with you on that part, prop.
Yeah, I'm curious. I mean, the only thing that worries me for LeGarrette is how many carries will he get. But I saw something like a prop for the Eagles' longest rush to be 14 yards. And I think over is such a lock there. The Eagles, as far as like, you know, there's three levels of defense. Once you get into the open field, the Patriots' defense is amongst the worst in the NFL at allowing yardage once it's past the first line, or the first section of defense. They're poor once you can get in the open field on them. I think that the longest run, I like the rushing yard. I'll probably be on over rushing yards on Ajayi Blunt. I'll be on the over longest run of 14 yards. Whatever Eagles total rushing yards is, I'll be over on. So I'll be invested in that. And I'll probably, yeah. I hate to do it, but when I place all my bets on Sunday, I'll probably post my plays on Twitter, and then everyone can tell me how much I suck. But yeah, that'll be what I'll do.
I would caution judging the Patriots defense based on their numbers and what they did during the season, because what they did over the last couple months was not anywhere near. They were the worst defense in the league for about the first 3 weeks of the
yes.
season, and those stats were awful. And they never really recovered from those, but they've played very, very well here down the stretch. And second half against the Jaguars, they were terrific.
Right, but first half, they were a steaming pile of trash. I mean, I just think if it comes down to who's got the better defense, honestly, I really think it maybe every position group besides quarterback and tight end, I prefer the Eagles. But that quarterback, the difference to me is so great, and the coaching difference is so great that it's hard for me to imagine the Patriots losing. But at every level of defense, I think the Eagles are better. I think the Eagles have more of a running game. I like their receivers better. But the Tom Brady factor and the Bill Belichick factor and the Gronk factor are just so massive that it's hard for me to say, oh, the Eagles are a better team. Because that's particularly quarterback and head coach, which to me, it's the two most important things in football, and the Patriots have the best of both.
Yeah, I'm honestly thinking this could get ugly. I really do. I think the one thing now, the only thing is, I mean, I just, the Patriots are so good at adjustments. They're so good at all these things that, and look, Doug Peterson's done a great job and they've got a good football team, but I have a sneaking suspicion that, you know, Nick Foles on this stage, I'm starting to like the Patriots a lot to cover. Steve.
Hey, guys, I'm kind of off of what I said I was going to say, but with this game, I'm having a hard time picking who I want to go for after the Philly fans doing what they did to Minnesota. Can't really root for them, can't really root for the Patriots, but I want to see with all the GOAT talk about Tom Brady, yes, by numbers, he will be the greatest going down. He is now, but I cannot believe that if another quarterback who is the top five, of say, right now, wouldn't be what he is with Belichick. So if there was ever a way to see what Tom Brady would be without Belichick when all the Deflategate went on, I just want to see Belichick gone to figure out what Tom Brady actually is versus what Brady is or Belichick is.
Yeah, I wonder who's going to outlast the other.
Because to his point, wouldn't it be cool if Brady walks away from this one and they go and get a Kirk Cousins and we see what Belichick does with a guy like that?
Well,
I think that would be cool.
Yeah, listen. I think Belichick's great. I've also seen Bill Belichick without Tom Brady, and it ain't as good. I mean, he was a loser before he found Tom Brady. He had been fired before he found Tom Brady. You know, I tend to think that both guys have a lot to do with the other's success. But if you ask me, you know, would I take a middle-of-the-road coach with a great quarterback or a great coach with a middle-of-the-road quarterback, I'll take the middle-of-the-road coach and the great quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, I do think you have a small sample size. I mean, they went 11-5 without Brady the 1 year. They missed the playoffs when Matt Cassel was your guy.
Yeah.
And they were, 3-1 last year without him?
Yeah.
With Brisket quarterbacking.
Yes, sir.
So that's not enough of a – and I think the guy's gotten better and better as a coach as time's gone on too, but
having the best quarterback helps.
It helps. Yeah. Yeah, it does. That's why
I mean, that goes back to the, is, is Phil Jackson great because he coached Jordan and Kobe and Shaq, or are Kobe and Shaq and Jordan so great because they had the best coach?
Both.
I always lean to give me the talent, and you know, even a mediocre coach with the best talent can figure it out. But that's just my take on it. I could see an argument for the other side. I'm just a believer in, if you're going to win, you have to have the best players. And while Nick Saban's so great, Nick Saban's great, but if he didn't have the best players, what would he be? Like, Nick Saban wasn't winning national championships at Michigan State. Pretty good. He wasn't winning Super Bowls in Miami. When he's at LSU and Alabama and he can recruit all his players and gets the best recruiting class every year, he wins championships.
So the alarm's about to go off now? Is that what's about to happen?
I don't think so.
I don't know.
They're testing the fire alarms. Guy came in.
I hate that this happens during our show. I hate it.
And I just walked in, pushed the button.
That's... He waved at us and then like pointed some sort of gun at the fire alarm.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's about to blow up.
Yeah. So if it starts going off, we're not dying. It's just a test.
This is only a test
of the emergency Gal Media system.
Right. If this were an actual fire, we would leave.
Maybe.
Well, we've never had an actual fire, so I don't know. Like, but if I see flames, I'm out of here.
Yeah, yeah. If the flames start coming, we're switching over to network. I'm sorry. All right, guys.
And you can bet on that.
Yeah, you can bet on that. And you know where you can bet on it? MyBookie. All those props we've been talking about today are on MyBookie. It's your place to play the big game. You want to bet the coin toss, the length of the national anthem, how many quarterback sacks. You want to play any of those props that we've been talking about for a couple of days, all at mybookie.ag. And if you join now, they're going to match your first deposit with a 50% bonus. Just use promo code FRED to activate the offer. And not only can you get in on all the big game stuff, you can get in on that on hockey. You can get in on AJ's college basketball plays. You can play the horses. They got you covered everywhere. Go to mybookie.ag. Check out all the different bets. They even feature in-game betting so you can make plays while the game's going on. Do it. Join now. MyBookie's going to match your deposit with a 50% bonus. Use promo code FRED to activate the offer. Decades of expertise, no hassle payouts, no fine print. That's MyBookie.ag. Visit online at MyBookie.ag or call 844-900-BETS. Use promo code FRED. Your first deposit is matched up to 50%. That's MyBookie.
Call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Anxious about the recent election and the impact on your business? Let HRNP help you navigate through the uncertainty.
All right.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. And KHOU.com has some details on this lawsuit.
Oh, Bob McNair?
It's not nearly as juicy as you were hoping for. Says a former Houston Texans employee has filed a lawsuit against the organization and its former team's manager of football operations, claiming misconduct and harassment, among other accusations. Kristen Grimes is suing for negligence, civil assault, intentional infliction of emotional distress, and defamation. According to the lawsuit, the Texans and former football operations manager Jason Lowry fostered an alpha male environment where continuous improprieties toward female employees were not punished. In fact, they were rewarded.
While I am against all of this, I was hoping for someone whose name we would know. Yeah,
the lawsuit claims Lowry.
I think that's the guy who was the cop in Bad Boys, right?
That's Mike Lowry.
Oh, okay. It's his brother then. Yeah.
The lawsuit claims that he pursued a relationship with Grimes in 2013. According to the lawsuit, he allegedly groped her and publicly demeaned her in front of colleagues during a work trip to Nashville in 2013. When she attempted to end a relationship with him in 2015... she claims he openly stalked her in the workplace. This is why you don't date people at work.
Nope. Avoid, avoid, avoid.
Yeah, that's a no. That's a hard no. Just say no, people.
Yep.
So.
A lot of people agreeing with what I said about they'd rather have the supreme talent and mediocre coach. And most of the examples come from the NBA, and most of the examples are, look at this raggedy coach with LeBron James. Look at this raggedy coach without LeBron James. Tyronn Lue, Eric Spoelstra. The list goes on and on of coaches that have had and not had LeBron James, and they look like coach of the year when they've got LeBron on their team, and then they look like a bum when they're not. Hell, Bill O'Brien's a great example of this. Bill O'Brien looked like a bonehead for his first 3 years here. All of a sudden, Deshaun Watson comes around. He's like, see, I told you guys he was a quarterback guru. Look at what he's done. Look at what he's created here. Okay. I tend to think Deshaun Watson would do just fine anywhere else.
I think it's definitely a combination of things, because I do think...
I mean, of course, having a great coach helps. Well, but if you had to choose between great talent or a great coach, what do you choose?
I don't think you have to choose. I mean, great talent's going to draw great coaches and vice versa. I mean, I think it's kind of a... to me, the example of Phil Jackson, it's like, how many did Jordan win without Phil Jackson? How many did Kobe win without Phil Jackson? He obviously had something to do with it.
Of course.
And you know, Doug Collins didn't win championships when he was there. Rudy T and all those other guys they trotted out the Lakers didn't win championships. So I think their coach matters. But the reality is, I think I want to see what Belichick does when he doesn't have Brady anymore. I'd like to see that.
Okay. I mean, I want to see it too. I just don't think we'll ever see it.
Probably not. 832, dang, an alpha male atmosphere in an NFL organization? Say it ain't so, Fred.
I would have never expected it.
No.
For those who like to follow my college plays, Harvard up early, 28-16 in the first half. I'm adding a play tonight. Utah plus 1.5 against Colorado.
Okay.
For the people. Don't call me tomorrow and tell me I suck.
Well, then nobody's going to call you on Saturday.
I'll be gone.
Yeah.
Don't tweet me and tell me I suck. I don't need that.
You've been on a pretty good
I've been on a tear lately. Yeah. I'm not going to lie. It's been good. Mm. But, I mean, there's a reason why I'm over 60% now in college basketball, which is absurd.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
It doesn't sound that great. Like, oh, you win 6 out of 10. But if you could do that, you're doing okay.
Now, that's a great percentage on anything.
But it's almost unsustainable. I mean, if I finish 55%, I'm going to be thrilled. I'm currently like 62 point something. I mean, it's going well, but I can't imagine it's going to keep running this hot. I'm something like 8 of my last 11 or something. It'll slow down eventually. You
enjoy these runs when you have them, but yes, you also know that they're not going to last.
I'm far from the greatest college basketball handicapper in the world. But when I've got a hot run, I'm pretty decent.
713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. We didn't talk about this, but the whole Russell Westbrook pushing the Nuggets fan.
Yeah. Well, first, I don't know if we should even talk about it like that. Like, the way you just brought it up makes it sound like Russell Westbrook went into the crowd and shoved somebody.
No, the idiot fan coming onto the court.
Like, how's that guy even get on the floor without getting his
floor
ass
seats,
whipped?
Floor seats.
Well, but that goes back to something I talk about all the time. It's like, why you don't rush the court, why you don't belong on the court. You don't belong on the court, fan. I don't care how much money you pay.
I'm serious, yeah.
And
like, if Russell Westbrook would have punched that guy, would you have felt bad for the guy?
No, me neither. You don't belong out there.
And he's not getting reprimanded for that, too.
Good. Yeah, he shouldn't. I think somebody charges at me like that on the basketball court, I'm a professional athlete, I think I'm punching that dude.
Yeah, because you don't know what their intent is.
No.
I don't know if it's safe. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff. But I'm a firm believer that fans do not belong on the court. And that's why, and whenever people get all mad because we say you don't rush the court for that kind of reason, it's just, you don't belong there. It's dangerous.
So yeah, I don't think you should rush the court because you're all grown. I mean,
well, you should be grown up.
Yeah. You're grown up enough to, I mean, if that's the best day of your life is some team won a basketball game, your life sucks, okay? You're just looking for a reason to get attention. The attention doesn't belong to you. It belongs to the team. Let them have the attention. They're the ones who accomplish something.
But no, I bought this guy's jersey, AJ.
You just got seats to the game.
I'm wearing a jersey, AJ.
It doesn't matter.
I should be on the court.
No, no, no.
Yeah, I have a Westbrook jersey.
It doesn't matter, Fred.
That makes me very sad. 713-780-3776.
Did you guys see this? That I didn't see this, but USA Network is uncensoring the F word.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. In a recent BuzzFeed article, it's highlighting that USA Network's recent unmuting of the F word. But I don't think anything, the WWE is on the USA Network, and I don't think that's going to change. But a lot of their, I guess maybe their shows will start cursing up a storm.
Well, I'll be damned.
And so is the Sci-Fi
Are
Network.
Are we going to get rid of that rule?
I don't think so.
Hmm.
I don't think so. But the Sci-Fi Network and the USA Network have both unmuted the F word.
See, I guess when I'm watching a movie and it's muted out, I hate that. If I'm watching some movie where there's a lot of F-bombs and
right,
I don't like that.
I don't like listening to edited music. That's what I care about. Edited music is the worst.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of that either. But I understand the need to do it. Of course, now if I listen to music, it's on satellite,
right,
so, which is totally fine. 832 says, I think FX did too, since I thought I heard the F word in American Horror this year.
I know some networks will allow it after a certain time.
Like, yeah. I think it's 9 o'clock.
Yeah. Comedy Central definitely does their stand up stuff at past like midnight. Everything's uncensored.
But see, like Adult Swim, they mute out the F bombs in Rick and Morty. I have to watch them online to see them.
I guess it's a preference on, I guess if someone complains, I mean, you can't really do anything because it's on cable.
Right.
But if there's sponsors attached to it and they don't want that word out on, yeah, on the airwaves or the TV.
That I could see. It's like, especially if you have one of those, you know, catheter companies that are constantly advertising.
And the way ratings are on television now, I mean, whatever the sponsor says is going to go.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think anybody's got good enough ratings that they can pass up on sponsors.
Hi, this is Bob Hughes Catheters, and if you're having problems with your catheter, that's all those commercials are. It's catheters, and it's some, you know, there'll be some drug for a not that serious condition.
If you have acid indigestion.
Yeah, and then all the stuff is worse.
Yeah, all the side effects.
Indigestion.
Stop taking if your arm falls off.
Your head might fall off.
You might die.
You won't be gassy. Okay.
In some instances, it can cause death.
Testicular shrinkage. But I just have an earache, sir.
Diarrhea.
Yeah, I don't need that. If your medicine is going to make my testicles shrink and my head fall off, like I'm going to deal with the original problem, honestly.
I mean, most of them, all the disclaimers are longer than the actual commercials.
Yeah.
Ask your doctor if this is right for you.
No, I'm not going to ask the doctor. I'm fine. I get it. All right, quick break. We'll be right back. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Make sure you check out SportsMap.com.
Zerline was in here basically accepting defeat in our matchup.
Ah.
Yeah, he limped in here to ask if I beat him.
Yeah.
I think he said the injury is getting worse.
Oh, really?
I talked to him the other day, and he was like limping even, you know, more.
I wonder if
pronounced.
He's going to need to have a surgery or something.
Maybe.
He was out of the boot, though, when he came in here. Which
That's probably why it's getting worse.
Yeah.
Well, he says that he gets out of the boot because it's uncomfortable. So well, when he's usually in his office, just sitting down and watching film. So that's why he has it off.
Don't wear the boot if it becomes uncomfortable. Your penis may fall off.
The doctor never says that.
He got his boot from Bob's used boot.
If the treatment's uncomfortable, you don't have to do that. They never say that.
If your foot's hurting, take off the boot. As a matter of fact, stomp it on the ground several times to see if it's painful.
Oh, boy.
All right, 41-35, Harvard at halftime. Harvard.
All right.
I was lamenting with you because when you play small-time basketball, and this was the same. I played UT Arlington last night versus Appalachian State, which, by the way, was an awesome comeback win. They were down by like 8 points, 9 points with 5 minutes left, and they covered the 9.5. But if you like, when you're keeping up with those games, if you can't find a good stream and you've got to just follow it on an app,
yeah.
I mean, sometimes it's 5 minutes between updates on scores, and the score can jump. It can be like, oh, it's 25-20. And then the app updates 47-43 halftime. It's like, what happened?
Well. Did I fool the people today? Because I have to admit, I was exhausted when the show started.
You did fine.
I went through it as hard as I could.
You have a long day? What happened?
Just been a long day, yeah. I had a lot of... if you go take a look at Sports Map, you'll notice, 8 things on there today. Who do you think's doing editing 7 of those? And...
You need to get a assistant editor.
Well, Josh helps a lot.
Well, another one.
Well, we're working on that. Jose's doing some things for us now, too. We're trying to farm some of this out, but that I worked on all day, and then I had a little business lunch, and then we had our company meeting, which I'm glad I didn't miss it since I was supposed to talk.
Did you talk?
Yes.
I missed your part of the conversation.
I was leading it off. Yes.
Damn. Did you say anything important that I really should know about?
No, I just mentioned what a great job that...
Did you say AJ's done a great job writing for Sports Map?
He called you arrogant to start the speech.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I didn't. What the hell?
Come on, Fred.
Actually, I mentioned that since everybody's writing, that all the on-air talent's writing and doing a good job, and that traffic's way up from that, and appreciate everybody's hard work.
Okay.
That's it.
As long as that's what you really...
There was a lot of applause at that meeting today.
I didn't clap.
Yeah.
I didn't clap today, honestly.
We missed your clapping, by the way, AJ.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When Todd got up there, we were kind of like...
No one clapped for Todd?
No.
All right. We got to do stupid stuff.
Yeah. Stupid stuff. We've said this week.
Apparently, a blue moon occurs once about every 2.5 years.
Once in a blue moon.
That basically means once every 2.5 years.
Okay.
And apparently, the exact moment...
Like when you get married once in a blue moon.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. Which I guess because they're...
Bankrupt,
they're closing all their stores. Oh, well done. You made it till 5:12.
No, I had one earlier. Wow.
I didn't hear it. I like breweries that take chances. That's a pretty good chance. Okay, that's 2.
Oh, my.
That was probably a record one.
It says, question to AJ about his...
What's the rest of it?
CO. I hope he's not talking about what I think he's talking about, like that guy in the bathroom.
College pick-ems.
Oh, okay. Yeah. What's up, Jordan?
I'm never going to make it 18 years in a marriage.
You'll make it.
I'm halfway there with this one.
Oh, man. It's been 9 years already?
Yeah, we're coming up on our 10th year anniversary in June. We're actually trying to figure out what we're going to do for it.
We're going
to
do it.
Might be the first time in 10 years. No. You know what? Let's take a phone call.
Rick, what do you think about Fred's anniversary sex with his wife?
When you call, text, tweet, whatever you do, put odds on it.
If you want to call us a bitch.
A little bitch.
Yeah.
It's got to be a little bitch.
What are the odds Fred's a little bitch, John?
0%.
Zero?
What are the odds Fred's a poor man's rich lord?
Ooh. That's harsh.
That's cold-blooded. I'll call you a little bitch before I called you that.
Yeah, I'd rather be a little bitch. Holly says, on behalf of 1.5 cup women, I verify cleavage is possible.
Holly, without Instagram filters. Holly's cleavage is as real as her eyelashes.
Ah, okay.
Kentucky was getting pounded by West Virginia, and Kentucky came back and won that game. It was a miracle. And then they lose to Iowa State. They beat Texas. They beat the crap out of Texas.
That beer's kicking in.
George Mikan might not have looked so dominant, but people don't want to hear that. that stuff. Well, I didn't say it. I didn't say
it. It's pretty close.
I think there's going to be some filthy names on that.
You think?
Oh, yeah.
And I'll be honest, I never watched State of the Union when Obama did it. I don't know the last time I've actually watched it.
Harry Sacks, Justin Hermouth, Philip Mepanis,
Muncha Makuchi,
Willie Fisterbottom, Tara Hyman,
Cunning Linguist,
Rod Gozinha, Mike,
yeah,
Oxhard.
Okay, that's not where I thought you were going, but okay.
I thought you were going with punts.
No.
Yeah.
That's inappropriate.
Or Mike.
Really?
Or
really? Because you've done all the appropriate ones.
Yeah. Stupid stuff. We've said this week.
Shout out to Mike Oxhard, by the way.
Good old Mike. It's been a fun week. It's been a fun few weeks here. We've had some interesting shows, to say the least. John, you got any big weekend plans?
I don't think so. I'll rest up so I can pound back some beers on Super Bowl Sunday. My bachelor party is next week, so I need to get my bleep together.
Yeah, you got a good bachelor party coming up, huh? How many people? How many of you guys are going?
13.
Any white guys, or were Fred and I the only whites invited?
You were the only whites.
Okay, it would have been so awkward.
Not
all Koreans. You've got some Vietnamese guys.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you think? Will you guys separate into separate groups? Will there be a caste system?
I don't think so. For the most part, everybody knows each other.
Okay.
There's a couple of people that don't know the rest of the group, but that shouldn't be too much. I'm the only part of it I'm not looking forward to is getting like super hammered because I don't want to throw up, but I guess we'll see.
Don't get super hammered.
Well, they're gonna make me. I succumb to peer pressure.
You do.
I got pepper sprayed.
Yeah, that's you did. True. Yeah, you dressed up like a cheerleader.
Yeah.
Once. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I would like to go and then I could peer pressure them into not peer pressuring you.
Oh, that would never happen.
Oh, I would be.
You'd be the one egging them on.
Yeah, hey, man. Hey, get him that shot over there. Yeah, that one that's got 10 things in it. Yeah, it won't affect him. Yeah, tell him it's fine. Tell him it tastes like water. I have to be at Sam Houston Race Park next week. So.
Win some money.
I'm going to try. I'll be out there next Saturday.
He'll win.
I hope so. All right. That's going to wrap it up.
What are you guys doing?
Honestly, just Super Bowl. That's it. I don't know what I'm doing tomorrow.
I'm coaching baseball and watching football.
I may just go for a long bike ride tomorrow or something. I haven't decided. All right. Want to thank John Lee. Great job. AJ Hoffman. Great job. Me. Hope everybody has an awesome weekend. Get out, do something fun. Enjoy the game. We will be talking about it on Monday, of course. Drink some good beer. Drink some good whiskey. Hope you guys have a great one. Till Monday, stay sportsy, bitches.